One of your measures relates to agriculture and would make, as odd as it may sound, bees a part of the definition of livestock in the state.
Yes, I filed Senate Bill 472, which basically modifies the definition of livestock to include honeybees for the purposes of state sales tax law. So right now, under current Missouri law, if you are a bee farmer, you don't get to have the same sales tax deduction as you do if you're another type of row crop farmer or if you farm cattle or anything like that. So what this does is it just puts the bee farmers on the same level playing field as other farmers in the state of Missouri.
Very important. There are a lot of bee farms in this state.
Yes, there are a lot of bee farmers in the state of Missouri. You just go to your local grocery store and look in the honey aisle, and you can find several local honey products that were made from bee farmers here in the state. So they are at a competitive disadvantage with the other types of farmers.
Big visit for a lot of folks here in the Capitol today as we tape this is former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is in the building talking about education.
Yes, it's great to have former Florida Governor Jeb Bush here in the Missouri State Capitol. He's talking a lot about education and some of the things that they did in the state of Florida. Some of those things included teacher bonuses, merit pay, charters, and vouchers. And in the past, I didn't know I've had a lot of reservations and concerns about some of these education reform measures, but part of my duty as a state senator is to become educated on the issue. And so I appreciated the opportunity to meet with former Governor Jeb Bush of Florida and hear more about some of the things that they were able to do in Florida to increase their high school graduation rates and put their students first, ultimately lead them to a successful career.
We talked last week about a measure that would benefit veterans in terms of a video lottery. Give us an update on that bill.
Yes, my Senate Bill 452 was actually heard in the Economic Development Committee here in the Senate this week. It had a great hearing. We talked a lot about the different businesses that this would help, whether it's a bar, restaurant, or a fraternal organization that would have up to 5 video lottery machines. Then the revenue from those would go 1/3 to the operator, 1/3 to the bar restaurant, and then 1/3 to the state. Projections from a study say that this would generate about $122 million in new revenue to the state, and with part of that, $20-25 million going to the local municipalities and cities. Overall, you know, we're always looking for ways to make the pie bigger, not just split up the current pie that we have, and I think this is definitely a way to help make the pie bigger and give money back toward veterans' homes and cemeteries as well as education.